If you're like me, you've probably got a few computers in your house. A media center, a PC in the office, an Xbox 360, maybe a few laptops. Now, what do you do when you want to share files between all those different machines? It can be quite difficult. What about a printer? What about one printer and five PCs? Now, in the past, that's been quite difficult to set up. But with Windows 7, a new feature called Home Group aims to make that a lot more easy. Now, we're here at a real house to actually see Home Group in action. And our good friends Steve and Jerry are home, and hopefully they'll show it to us. Hey, guys, let's check out Home Group. Okay, we're here at Steve's house, and Jerry lives across the road. Both these guys work for the Windows team here at Microsoft, so we thought, who better than to show us Home Group in action? So, Steve, now you've got lots of devices here. You've got an Xbox 360 and a media center. Tell us about all the different computers in your house.
So I've got a number of PCs. I've got a media center PC in the closet. I've got the PC in our office, which my wife and I both use. There's also one in the kitchen. It's actually on the fridge. Jerry's brought over his netbook to connect to my Home Group. And I've also brought my work laptop home, and I surf the web and actually do work from home and need to use my Home Group as well. On top of that, I have a couple of devices. I've got my Xbox 360, and it's hooked up with the Media Center, as well as a Roku that I use to play sound to.
So Home Group really optimizes around some of the trends we've seen when we were looking at what to plan for on Windows 7. One of the big trends there was that people are starting to buy more laptops, and these laptops were primarily used by single people. So like it's people buying it for a single person instead of a purpose from that perspective, like not a kitchen PC, not whatever, but hey, it's for Jim to bring to school, it's for one of the daughters to bring to college and stuff like that. Now, with that kind of setting, you have these PCs coming in and out the home. And in the past, all you do with these PCs, all these laptops, is that they just connect to the internet and that's it, right? You want to print a file or whatever, you actually have to either send email to yourself or copy it on a USB thumb drive and move it among the PCs. But with the Home Group, the typical scenario we see is that these PCs come into a home, they discover each other automatically. They are then invited to basically join this Home Group. And once you join this Home Group, you can now access each other's files. So that concept is not something that we've done before because we don't proactively ask you to set up all the sharing stuff. We don't automatically discover these machines. But with these laptops coming in and out of the home more often than we expect it to be, that's going to be a very interesting scenario for Win 7. Media actually is a growing thing at home. I mean, all of us have digital cameras. Some folks are actually buying these DV cameras that take a lot of gigs of video. And these are the kind of digital memories that everyone wants to share in the home. Typically, in the past, you may have one person you designate in your home that basically does all that kind of storage or archiving. But as these cameras become really cheap, every one of us is producing content. So one of the big resounding things from our users was just have my digital photos be able to be available, like so I can look at the photos my wife took of the kids without me saying, oh, can you copy it up to this place or where can I grab it from you? Can I get the SD card from you and stuff like that? It's just put it on your PC. I can just automatically go reach and basically look at them. The other kind of data that we see is that people want to be able to project their digital memories onto other things. For example, they want to put it on the photo frames, they want to put it on the big screen TV and stuff like that. So being in a home group allows you to have all the settings set up such that devices can receive all these digital memories as well. So in that case, it's easy for you to send the photos you took like the day before directly to a photo frame as long as they support DLNA 1.5. It's more than just that home network. We think that it will blow down the boundaries between the PCs much that people may start collaborate more using their computers in the home rather than just live in little islands and silos where they just use their PC and don't ever kind of interact or share stuff among each PC. So hopefully you'll make that social aspect much better at home as well.
So this is a domain joined laptop. It's currently set up with the Win 7 build on it. I brought it home from work, and I was using an Excel spreadsheet that I wanted to print out at work that I forgot to do. Now, I could print it out here at home, but in the past, that's been really, really difficult. Now, I know that Win 7 has a Home Group feature, and I know that it allows easy printing to your home computer, to your home printers. So I'm going to go and join that. So we'll start off here. We'll go to the control panel. You can see here that there's the Choose Home Group and Sharing options. You can select that, and you'll see the page here that says that Steve, myself, on my other computer that's at home, which here is 604, has created a home group on the network. So the simple act of clicking the Join Now button brings up another dialog that ends up saying this is a domain joined machine. And just for security's sake, we know that domain joined machines shouldn't allow any sharing from them. But you do want to be able to consume things. So we're giving you that warning. It gives you the added security of knowing that your corporate data is not actually being shared out on your home group. So you go through this and you hit the next button and you get asked for the password for the home group. Now in this case, I've made it a simple one. I've actually changed it myself. In the general case, the home group will actually have a more secure password than this. Here I've selected its home group and I just hit join now. Now this will go off and connect to the other computers in the home group and validate that I've got the right passkey. And as you see here, it says that you have now joined the home group and I can begin accessing content throughout it. The next part that I get here, I go back to the home group settings, and again, on a domain joined PC, I can't do any sharing, which is just showing you here. So now I can go to my Excel spreadsheet here. This is what I was working on at work before I came home. And I've decided, well, now I actually want to go print it. And I can go to the print button. And I can see there that the printer, the default one, is now set to my 604 Canon Inkjet S900. Now, that printer wasn't there before, so now I can easily go select print and it'll print on the printer upstairs. So this 360 is now connected to my Media Center PC, which is also running Windows 7. What you're seeing is the main screen of Media Center on the Xbox. One of the things that we've worked with the Xbox team and the Media Center team, and they've built what's called the shared tab into each of the experiences, including recorded TV, movies, pictures, and video. And what you'll see there on this screen here are all the PCs that are now part of my home group. In this case, I've got the shared content on the kitchen PC, as well as the PC that's upstairs in the office. So I can go and drill down into that, select that, and you can see that I've recorded something up there on my Media Center up there, and I can play that content. So I can go ahead, I can say resume, play that, and it'll go and it'll actually take some content from upstairs and play it from there. Now that's a scenario that wasn't very easy to do before in Media Center. Now with Home Group, it's much, much easier for people to be able to get the content throughout their home and play their recorded TV. And this translates to a whole bunch of other things, including, like I said, the media, music, pictures, and videos. So if I go to my music library here, again, here's the share tab that I had it set up on. I can drill down into the PC upstairs, and I can see all the content that I have there. And you can see in the top right-hand corner, it says which machine and which user I'm accessing. And so you can go through here, you can play some content, you can search through it. You can get the metadata and be able to play some of that content from there. And the same thing works with videos. So throughout the Xbox experience, your extender is now able to get all the content throughout your home in a much easier way. You didn't have to do anything but select to join your home group, and now you have all this data. So the other thing that we've done with the Xbox is the ability to stream music to all devices in your home, which includes your Xbox 360. So by default, your Xbox is capable of playing music, and if you don't use the Media Center extender experience, you can do so from the main screen here. What you see here, I've got my avatar here, and I'm walking through to the libraries. I can go into my video, music, or pictures library. Let's go into the music library here, and what you'll see are all the machines that are in your home group that are available to stream content from. In this case, I'll drill down into the media PC that I have, and I can see some of the albums that I have here that I'd like to play music from. And it's just as simple as going to that selection, playing some music, and you'll be able to play the song and get your music. And the cool thing about this is you can also do this for all the games that support it, and you can play specific tracks from your music collection in the games that you're playing at the same time.
All right, so we're in Steve's kitchen, and Steve, you have a tablet PC on the fridge. What do you use that for?
Well, we like to use it to surf the web,
sure.
Check traffic in the mornings. We have our calendar on there as well as, you know, bring up recipes and things like that. The kitchen is a great place where everybody hangs out, so it's a good thing to have up there. And the other thing that we use it for is actually with Home Group, you can actually play music to your devices that are in the area. So I'm going to show you how to actually play music from Windows Media Player here to a Roku device that I've got sitting in the living room.
Great.
So let's bring up Windows Media Player here. And you've got your normal Windows Media Player, but you've also see here that there are the other libraries, which you've seen in some other shots that we've taken. And you can see I have the Media PC selected. That's my Media Center PC. And I'll just go ahead and select this song, select Play 2, and this is going to play to the sound bridge that I've got in the living room. In a second, you'll hear it playing in the background. And I can change the audio, so change the volume. I can pause it. I can play it. So it's a really good utility to have in the kitchen for us.
Great. So this is almost a universal remote control on the fridge, and you can send media all throughout the house.
That's right. It's perfect.
That's great. All right, Steve, Jerry, thanks for showing us Home Group. And Steve, thanks for letting us into your house. Jerry, you've got a blog. What's the address for that for more information?
blogs.msdn.com/e7. We have a Home Group feature there, so you can go take a look at that.
And if you want any more information, you can go to microsoft.com/windows.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.